Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Ann Hillman. This week on AK, looking inside. On AK, we often travel to wild and strange places and meet the people who live there. Today's journey is no different, except the place is inside each of us. Earlier this year, Sitka had a tarot card reader in residence. The tarot, it turns out, is mystical, but not magic. Like professional therapy, it's really about looking into a mirror, as tarot skeptic Robert Woolsey discovers.
My first problem with having a tarot reading is telling you about it. The tarot is incredibly personal.
Everything you've said is kind of uncanny. I don't think I can use this in a news story.
I assumed that a tarot reading would involve a certain amount of mumbo-jumbo, you will meet a tall, dark stranger kind of stuff. Richard Alfrichtig, who's doing my reading, says people often have that misconception and sometimes are a little disappointed at first to learn that a tall, dark stranger is not in the cards. It's something else entirely.
I think that the world that we live in is in need of healing and transformation. And the tarot is a very positive, very approachable tool to move people into a conscious space where they're thinking in that way.
Alfrichtig is from Brooklyn. He's been studying the tarot for about 3 years. He was in Sitka for a residency in music and poetry and offered tarot readings on the side for fun. It really caught on. Over the course of the summer in Sitka, he did readings for around 70 people in this downtown coffee shop. A skilled reader sizes up his client and lays out some compelling options. I'm a single parent with college-age children. Alfrichtig doesn't know this. All he sees is a guy with a microphone and turns over three cards. The High Priestess, the Hermit, and the Emperor.
Very interesting spread that you have going on here. I would say that right now what I'm seeing in your life is there's this phase or this space that you're in where you're trying to sort of let yourself follow the light of your wisdom, right? And you're being grounded by this aspect deep in yourself that's like, let me be receptive to this. I'm trying to look at what my wisdom is right now. I've been accruing these ideas. I want to study and look at all of this before I take action. And you're really being guided by this idea of taking the reins of your kingdom.
Now, who doesn't want to hear this? What I most look forward to is taking the reins of my bank account when my kids graduate, but I'm definitely feeling buoyed that the cards suggest I'm emerging from a challenging period. Yet, the cards don't really suggest anything. I'm hearing what I want to hear, and there is enormous power in that.
So many people in my life go to regular counseling, and it does wonders for them. And I think tarot is the same way. It's an ongoing treatment plan for many people.
Sophie Nethercutt recently moved to Sitka. She fell into the study of the tarot by accident after being stranded in New Orleans. She has researched the tarot extensively in Brazil, South Africa, and Vietnam. She didn't study the cards, though. She studied the readers.
I think every single reader I talk to acknowledge that they are a caregiver in some sort of way. Some people, I remember this one reader I talked with a lot in Vietnam, described himself as a mental doctor.
My tarot reading was 15 minutes and used only three cards. Some last for over an hour, and clients ask pointed questions about important decisions in their lives.
I remember one reader in South Africa, and I'll remember this interview, I think, for the rest of my life. She said, look, I mean, people come to me, they ask, can I have a baby? Should I get this divorce? Will my mom, who's had cancer for 10 years, ever recover? I mean, people come with incredibly, incredibly personal and difficult and challenging questions. And for many of these people, this reader is the answer for them.
Nethercutt says tarot readers always work the same way, pointing toward possibilities, but not calling the shots, asking clients to look inward, helping them understand things they might already know.
If you ask, will my mom recover from cancer? A lot of people only want to hear one answer.
Back in the cafe in Sitka, Alfrichtig discloses what the skeptic in me has known all along. We all experience dark times. The benefit of tarot is as an exercise in positive thinking.
I think I continue studying tarot because it's kind of the university of yes.
Alfrichtig also believes it's important to act on the information you discover in a tarot reading, or the whole thing is reduced to a feel-good parlor trick. But it's one thing to hold up a mirror and another to act on what you see there.
It's a lot better than you're going to meet a tall, dark stranger.
I tend to think so.
I will give it a shot, though, since the answer is in the cards. For AK in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.